If all the press about the troubles in the music business has you concerned, consider the career of cellist David Darling to revive your spirits. Born in Elkhart, Indiana, in 1941, Darling began his career as a music educator. He joined the Paul Winter Consort in 1970 and stayed with the pioneering classical jazz world fusion ensemble on and off until 1987. At the same time, he played cello in the Nashville Symphony and worked as a studio session player in Nashville when he wasn't touring. In 1979, Darling met German producer and ECM Records founder Manfred Eicher. His first solo album, Journal October, was released by ECM in 1980. Over the next 25 years, he played and recorded with an absolutely stellar roster of jazz and classical musicians on ECM, did over a dozen highly praised collaborations and group projects, worked with writers and directors, including Wim Wenders and Jean-Luc Godard, on film scoring projects, and continued his music education activities by co-founding Music for People, a nonprofit organization promoting individual expression through music and improvisation. To call him tireless, inspired, and inspiring doesn't even begin to cover it. Yet he remains one of the warmest, most open people you'll ever meet, a quality that comes across instantly in his solo concerts. I'm Stephen Hill, and on this edition of Hearts of Space, we devote the hour to a David Darling retrospective. We begin with music from two of his much-loved albums, Cello Blue and Eight String Religion, then move into Darling's matchless ECM solo albums, Dark Wood, Journal October, and Cello. Later, we have several selections from Epigraphs, his collaboration with Norwegian pianist Kjetil Bjørnstad, and a final piece from Cycles, one of his ensemble recordings for ECM, with saxophonist Jan Gerbarek, the late sitarist percussionist Colin Walcott, and pianist Steve Kuhn. Over the last 25 years, David Darling has been one of the foundation artists of Hearts of Space, appearing on 43 programs, starting with our debut program in 1983. With its gentle, open-hearted lyricism, simplicity, and patience, his music achieves a rare depth and humanity. With great pleasure, a David Darling retrospective on this edition of Hearts of Space. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
a David Darling retrospective on this edition of Hearts of Space. The program began with music from David Darling's lyrical masterpiece Cello Blue, then three pieces from his popular 1993 album Eight String Religion, re-released in 2001. Moving deeper, we heard music from Darling's 1995 ECM album Dark Wood, followed by two pieces by Darling and Norwegian pianist Kjetil Bjørnstad from their 2000 ECM collaboration Epigraphs. At mid-program, a modal meditation for cello from David Darling's ECM debut album, Journal October. Later, three slowly unfolding pieces from his 1992 ECM album, titled simply Cello. Near the end, another slow, deep sonic exploration for cello, this time from Dark Wood. And we leave you with this music from Darling's 1982 ensemble recording for ECM, Cycles. This edition of Hearts of Space was produced by Steve Davis and Stephen Hill. You heard program number 830, a David Darling retrospective. Find our playlist with all the details about the music on this program on the web in the radio section at hos.com. You can subscribe to the Hearts of Space playlist and get it every week by email for free. For information, send a blank email to info@hos.com. On the Hearts of Space website, you'll find searchable playlists for all programs, links to help you buy music you hear on the show, background information on the music, and the Hearts of Space archive, with on-demand streams of every program, our 24/7 radio channel, the weekly program, and the album archive. It's all there at hos.com. I'm Stephen Hill. Thanks for listening. Join me again for more slow music for fast times on Hearts of Space. Safe journey, space fans, wherever you are. Thank you.